ever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his blood relatives. Blood relatives.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned as a summary of hadith that the one who sent durood once, that he recite durood, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will shower him with 10 special mercies. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. It is indeed a great honor and a privilege that once again through the mercy and tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are again given a privilege to meet again, wherein we'll be discussing something very, very important which have got to do with an individual as an entity, and again which will have got to be the basis of the operation on a large scale. The unity which I am going to talk about, it is the smallest unity in as far as socializing, communicating, tolerance is concerned. So the topic of discussion today, which will be the name of the silsila, is family matters. Those things which have got to do with a family. As I said, that this is the most important thing, be it in society, also as well in our religion, because that is the smallest unit of the community. So if you want to break down the community, we just have got to go to its smallest unity, that is none other than family. There are things which we need to inform ourselves and to be equipped and to know regarding the family. There are many things to discuss, but let me just say, as part of the introduction, that family is something which is sacred, something which is divine. And Islam never sidelined family matters, because as I said, that these are the foundation. A healthy family will lead to a healthy society. And likewise also, a ill family will have got its negativities spread in the society. If we want to see the tarbiyah of anybody, be it from the children and the future leaders and the leaders and those people who are leading us, it will have got to start in the family. So if the family is okay, then the society and the community is well. And if not, then the whole community, it will be not okay. Why? Because it is being based on something which is not true. So we need to pay attention in as far as family is concerned. If you will have got to study all the people who are successful, and you will have got to make a case study in as far as the awliya, you will find even the prophets that they were coming in a good family background. They had a good family stability. We can call it stamina, right? So they managed to maneuver great things in life due to the fact that they were coming from a good origin. That is the source. The family is like the root, if we want to put it in that way. So, being an important thing, a family is not left to our own discretion. or to our own whims and desires. It was governed solely with Sharia, and it put its control firmly in as far as each and everything of the entity of the family is concerned. That's a first Madani point, first Madani pearl to note, that the family's structure, number one, is structured by Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. And to break that structure, one will answer not only to the family, but will have got to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Because no one of us did choose to which family one is going to belong to. It was being put unto us by Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. He did select it to us which family one have got to align unto, which one is going to be the father of this, and this one is going to be the son of this. This was not left on our discretion, but Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, rather, He did put it and willed it to be so. So there are many things, inshallah, which we shall discuss in subtopics, but as the name of the silsila is Family Matters, they are the things of which we will focus, and some we shall give into depth. So going on, today let us focus only to say that what is a family, what is its setup, what is its role, what is its purpose, and what is its status. Starting from looking as a family is the small unity of a community wherein people, they are put and united together. There is something which will glue the family, its backbone. These are blood relationship wherein it will make people to stay together, yani with a harmony. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal make it in such a manner that, you know, He glued a certain individuals together with a blood relationship wherein we'll understand it as a family. We don't want to explain much more. This is not the gist of the discussion. It is not the point of discussion. Rather, it is just only to highlight that these are the certain point of view that a family can be viewed as individuals who were brought together by Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal and glued together with the blood as bond and as kinsmanship. So this is a family, and it is being taken to seriously, and as I said, that it is a sacred union. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal did make them to glue and to unite with one another. So it is very worthwhile to note that it is a sacred union, and from day one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized its importance, much that we are being told in Surah An-Nisa, that is like how we exercise taqwa in as far as fasting is concerned, in as far as prayer is concerned, in as far as zakat is concerned, also in as far as family relationship is concerned, the basis or the gist must be taqwa. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in Surah An-Nisa, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ, which be translated in the Kanzul Iman, that we need to be aware of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. He is the one who is going to ask us on the Day of Judgment regarding relationship. The word arham here, it means relationships, yani which we can break down as a family relationship. So this is something very, very important, something worthwhile to note. So in order for a family, before we start to talk about nikah, before we start to talk about talaq, before we start to talk about tarbiyah, before, we need to understand how a family work and how it cement together. So as these are subsidiary and other things will come from them, and if we give any priority to the family, I think what will come next is going to be easy, because that's where all these things, the manners, the on how to run and how to carry yourself. Even the Holy Prophet ﷺ did put in one hadith that everybody is born in a natural, in fitra, yani in the natural state. It is either the parents who will, it's either the father or the mother, we will make somebody to go to this, and we will make somebody to be it astray, or be it to select, say, other ideology which are not in harmony with Islam. So we see that here again the family play a major role in as far as affecting our decision and our decision making and whatever we will be in future. So we need to understand how it works and how it revolves. So today again, let us just only try to give some tips to maintain the relationship of a family, because the fuel which give, which makes the family to go and to grow, also to glue, yani, it is what it is, the relationship between the family, because the family, it can be solid and it can be liquidated with the relationship, how we maintain those relationships. So today we are going to give some hints and tips which will make the relationship, is the relationship is the bloodline of the family. Just save God to say that something which is the pivotal strength point of the family, which will make it to grow. So what are the tips which will make the family to function very, very well? From amongst them is communication. Communication. And what is, you find that majority of the family union is being jeopardized, not only with the external forces, but due to the internal forces as well. From among us, this is communication, and it's very, very important. Communication, be it in a business arena, it is also is being viewed as the most important thing. Nowadays, if there's no any communication, anything can break down. So nowadays, even we've got a term where we say that CBD, communication breakdown. So in a family, the communication must be adhered to. It must see that it is smooth flowing, because sometimes we've got our feelings and our emotions. We only explain our feelings and emotion through communication. For example, if I'm tired, I need to express that I'm tired. And if I'm bored, and if I'm not, you know, something is not according to how I like my flavors, I need to express. So if the people in the family are not listening to me, that will be creating long problems in future. So communication is very, very important. Yani, between husband and wife, father and son. Nowadays, I think that this is the most sour part of a relationship. The father and son is lost nowadays. In most cases, you find that the father is doing his own thing and the son is doing his own thing. Somebody put it lightly, and it can be taken it lightly, but the lesson are being have got to be derived from it here. He said that once there was a son. The son was learning in a university. I just want to bring a point to see that how the communication between the father and the son nowadays turned sour, which was supposed to be sweet actually, because if there's no any communication between the father and the son, then we must know that the dunya, something is wrong. So the son was learning in a university, in an institution, which again make most of the son to feel that they are superior than their father, which is very, very wrong. So he wrote a letter to his father. He just goes straight there, and you know that nowadays there's no any communication tactics and all these things. It's the flavor of it and the gist of it is lost. So he did go straight to the point. He said, Daddy, no, he just addressed my father, no money, no funny, your sonny. Just put it that way. So now the father read the letter and also he replied to this son. He said, so bad. So sad, you're dead. So this is, we just want to put it in such a way that, you know what, the communication which we are talking about it, if you see, if it break now, look, how will a father then put tarbiyah to the son? And how will the son receive the tarbiyah to encode and to decode? It works both ways. So communication is very, very important in any relationship, in any family ties. That is the most important. How to dispatch. You look at the prophets, the Anbiya, alayhim salatu wassalam, how they used to engage with their sons. And you can even try to look also the example which Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal put unto us of Luqman alayhi salam, wherein Luqman gave advice to his son. The way, the words which he was using, the communication, just look at how rich it is. Ya bunayya, you know, just calling with love and trying to address the son and to engage him. So this is the communication. It is the root line, yani the fuel in as far as the family ties is concerned. So when there is no any communication in the family, then that will create a sour family unity. And as I said earlier on, that if we've got a problem in as far as the family is concerned as a unity, then it will spill into the community. That's very, very, very a point need to take in. And also nowadays, what we are seeing that people are suffering nowadays, due to the inclusion in as far as technology and terminology, you can call it, is concerned, you find that nowadays people are being fed with technology and it is being bringing its variety wherein people now, they are being cut from communication. You find that each and everyone nowadays is busy with his device. The father is doing this, and the son is doing this, the mom is doing this, the daughters are doing this, and people, they are now putting much time, and much time is being taken away with the communication. Somebody made a survey of how many hours are being spent, be it on social network, and be it on this social functioning sites and all these things. You find that this communication now is being sidelined from the family. So before even we start to talk about nikah, before we even want to start to talk about the rights of a wife, the rights of what, it starts as a family. That's why we are focusing as a family, because that is the pivot line. So we need to make sure that we give quality communication, so that it will shape the family. Believe you me, no one, people try, rely most than the family. So whatever the family, and in as far as how we project unto it, this is how also it will project into the community. So if it is lessly and, you know, poorly projected, then you must know that the community which we are going to create also is poorly projected. So communication is very, very important. And from among is the thing which will cement and glue up the family, it is none other than nasiha, advice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam summarized deen. He summarized deen, the entity of the deen, in one word. Is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a miracle of speech. From among is this saying, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adinun nasiha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if we were to summarize the religion, ad-deen, it is to say that it is nasiha. And the ulama, that is the scholars of ahadith, jazahumullahu khaira, they explain that nasiha here, it can mean many explanation, and is, you know, that, you know, the terms, they have got many meanings and implication due to contextual sometimes meanings is concerned. So here it can refer to as advice, and it can refer to as sincerity. Some scholars, they say that it refers to advice. So the religion has been solely all about sincerity and advice. Right? So now, as we see that now, if this is that in as far as religion is concerned, what about the family? You can also say that the issue of being having a family is none other than solely also except advice. Because that's when we need to be advised. If you want to make some decision, what type of decision am I going to make? I will go back to my family. I'll sit with them. This is what I want to. So the family is the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from day one, He bond us with not only blood, like normally we say, but also with mutual love. This is mutual love between the family. So this is will help us, that mutual love and toleration. It makes us to understand one another. So it will end up making us to give one another the proper advice on how to act and how to behave, on how to respond at issues, and how to make selections, options, and etc. The list can goes on. So advice is very, very important. So from the fathers, how do they advise their sons? A husband, how does he advise his wife? We can say spouse, and simultaneously from this one into the other. So advice is very, very important, and it is the also from among is the arkan, the pillars which uphold the family. If these pillars they are tempered and they collapse, then the family will suffer the consequence. Not only the family will suffer the consequence, viewers of Madani Channel, allow me just to say that also the community will suffer the consequence. Not only the community, but humanity at large. One poet put it beautifully when he was trying to explain this point, which I'm explaining also. He said that the mother, is the madrasa. Al ummikal madrasa. He said in one of his in his stanza, he was explaining the issue of giving advice and tarbiyah and mentoring. So he was telling us that the mother is the real madrasa. Why? Because the mother is always having the children 24/7. Actions speak louder than words. So whatever advice she speak, they normally grasp. And if they happen to make any hindrance, be it in madrasa, whom do they look forward to? To the mother, they will go and ask. So advice, viewers of Madani Channel, as a family, we need to give it constantly. And allow me just to say, whilst on advice is like medication. It's not always sweet. True advice is always bitter. So people, they find it hard to swallow. So we need to keep on encouraging one another, whether you will accept the advice or you won't accept the advice. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be that burden need to be taken away from us, that you give the advice. Yeah, of course, the father, he needed to give it to the son as it is. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal did explain the recipe of success in Surah Al-Asr. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal did mention all the recipe of success. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, he said what? The community which is going to be successful is based on what? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They encourage one another with truth. They give one another any truth, the advice which is true. Why am I saying so? Because the family, we know one each and other, each and every one of us. We know how our weaks and our strengths, so we need to give advice as it is. Be it may be sour, so that is the purpose of us having a family, that you have got a certain group of individual who will know you better than sometimes how you know yourself, or who will know you like how you know yourself. But again, they will know your strength, they will know your weaknesses, they will know your growth. So they are there to give you any genuine advice. You can go to your friends, you can go to your associates, you can go to your workmates. All these people, they will give you advice, but the advice won't be genuine and sincere because they don't know you. So if they don't know you thoroughly, how can they give you advice? So you find that the Holy Prophet ﷺ also, in as far as the family, the Prophet ﷺ was the best. He said in one of the hadith that the best from amongst you are those people who are best to their family. And he even said that I'm better and I'm best to my family. So we need to take it from there. So the advice is very, very important. And another thing which will cement and which will make the family, we are talking, our still on the tips of making the family work, that is the relationship and the union and the ties of the family to work. It is none other than mahabba, love. So as we are saying that if there is no any love, you won't be able to give advice both ways. The one listening to the advice, he won't listen to you. And you yourself, you won't be able. Why? Because somebody, by nature, we tend to listen from those people whom we see that they care for us. So if you don't care, so there's no any need that, you know, people, they say that you don't care. How you are now popping in? So we need to show a lot of love. Whenever there's love, you win the people's hearts. Whenever you win their hearts, even their ears belong unto you. So love is the most important in as far as family is concerned. It will penetrate all those barricades which will make us to rebel from one another. Whenever there's a rebellion, people, they rebel whenever there's shown animosity. So love is very, very important. So we do encourage that between the father and the son, the mother and the daughter, there must be this genuine love that will make people to come together. And it will be easy now to put the function, because we need to understand one thing, that a family have got its own functions. And those functions, they cannot function if love is not there. Because love, it is the central pivot button which will make all the other subsidiary buttons to work. So love, it is very, very important. You will see also that, be it in religion, we are being told that love itself, it is the most cornerstone. You see, the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of the Holy Quran, the love of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, be it the love of the Muslim and any sort of love, it is must that la iman liman la mahabbata lah. In as far as these things is concerned, we are being told that there is no any iman for the one who does not have love. So as a family, why should we love God and family? It is a duty and a right for each and everybody to love your family, your kinsmen, your siblings, your brethren. So we need to make sure that if there is love, then the family is going to function nicely. Believe you me, people, they think that it's all about money. But money does not do anything with the family. Money is something else. You can give your children money and you don't give them love, you've done nothing unto them. To bring this point which I'm explaining now to Rome, allow me to give you the saying of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah, I think in the Grand Shura, he normally praises him many times when he comes to South Africa. Whenever he gives us some madani pearl, to still remember, one of the day I happened to be in the gathering wherein His Eminence Nigrani Shura, Allah give him a long life, he gave us the life of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi as an example. He was such a great man. He was such a great man. Believe you me, from leadership also as to the family level. One day when he was about to leave the dunya, he started to distribute actually his wealth versus his life. Much that the wealth was started to diminishing, and people were amazed. They say, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, the leader of the believer, what is this strange practice you are doing? Be it if it is on our case, that will be the time where we start now to pile so that we can leave more wealth to our heirs, to our children, those people who are going to inherit from us. He said, let it be a lesson and let it be understood to anybody who is a father and those who are assuming to be fathers and those people who aspire to be the fathers in future. He said, it is not what you live for your children, but rather it is what you live inside your children what matters in life. So love, it is most important. We cannot compare. Give them money, don't give them love. You never make the family. You break the family. So we need to understand that the family is, this is silsila, it was called family matters. Rather, we can look also, if you want to twist these letters, we can say family matter. It must be a priority. Yes, something which you take first. Money, these are papers. These are papers. But in English, you are being told also that genuine things, expensive things, money cannot buy, like love, like health, like obedience, like tolerance, humility. Mention all these good characteristics money cannot buy. So as a family, we need to make sure that it must be the groundwork of love. It is where when somebody is wounded, he needs to be silenced, he needs to be soothed, he needs to be cured. It is a place, it is a gathering, it is an abode, it is an institution wherein when you go there, you know that if somebody hurt me, I'll be able to go to my family for me to be cured, for me to be pampered, for me to be spoiled. Sometimes you can make it in a good way. I'm just intending it and to make the word. That is the institution. So if there's no love in the family, so there will be no any peace in the dunya. That is the most important part of the thing. So we need to understand that mahabba, love, it takes a very, 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 very big share in as far as family is concerned. And lastly, for now, I think we'll just have to mention something which from among the tips which will make the family to run smoothly. It is none other than al-ikram, which is respect. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that he is not from among us my ummah. He is not one of us, the one who does not show mercy to the young one. And that young man or that young person who does not respect the elders. That is that in as far as the community is concerned, that paradigm is being taken and to penetrate also the family. If you don't respect, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you are not from among us. Not to respect is something very, very bad. Respect must be given, due respect. You want respect, respect, and you get respect. It is reflexive that you respect, you get respect also. So these are the things, and these are the matters we say in this episode. Let us try to mention so people need to look at family, not only from the physical aspect, but they need to look at the family as the spiritual aspect. Mind you, a wali is born in a what? In a family. And in the same manner, a robber is born in a family. It is how the family will project and will make this child to be in future. If the family is intact and it's right and its ethics are based on Islamic teachings, and the people in the family, all of them, they are playing the role and they are supporting one another and they are following all the guidelines which Sharia did put in place. And there's always rules for each and everything. There's a rule for the game. There's a rule for this. There's a rule for Salah. There's a rule. Also, there are rules for the family. If people, they abide by those rules, you will see that the family itself will be successful. Alhamdulillah. These are the things which we said, let us try to mention, inshallah. And it is most important, before we start to talk about nikah, before we start to talk about how to select a spouse, So the family itself as a unity, you need to put your house first in order before try to look at other houses. That is what wisdom and aphorism have got to say. So in brief, let us try to catch up what we have discussed today. Today we are discussing the unity of the community. Henceforth, the word community, it comes with two words, com, unity, which can be literal meanings with unity. So the unity is not start with the community level, it starts from the grassroots level as a family. The family, that is the smallest unit of a community. So we are discussing now those aspects and elements which will make a family to grow and to glow, so that its light, its nur, not only can be felt in its entity, but it starts to spread around. If we put a light, it will spread around. So we just have to focus on the family. There are, of course, many things which we shall talk about: the rights of the father, the rights of the children, the rights of the mother, the rights of the spouses, nikah, how it must it be solemnized, walima. All these things have got to do also as a family. Anything which have got to do with the family, ethic is concerned, inshallah, we shall try to shed light. The reason being that we want to put it in the minds of the people that family, according to Islam, it is something which is sacred. It is something Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal did explain it together with the religious duties like salah, like zakah, like anything which you think of. And Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal make its basis as taqwa. Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. You need to be conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal. He will be the one asking us on the Day of Judgment regarding the family issues which we have. In conclusion, viewers of Madani channel, Imam Jalaluddin Ar-Rumi, he said in his book Al-Mathnawi, he mentioned the importance of the family unit. I'm going to close and to terminate this discourse on it, that you are sent in the dunya to maintain the family ties, not to cut them. You are sent to make, not to break. So this is the good and advice actually. So inshallah, in order for us to improve in as far as family is concerned, of course we need to travel with the ashiqan of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going from Madani Qafila. Perhaps by chance we have been given tarbiyah, and we also try to see at how other people, especially the Muballaghin, whom we will travel with, are they doing in as far as their family is concerned? Is this also, it needs tarbiyah for you to understand whether what you are doing is it good or wrong. So I encourage people, especially the fathers, to travel with the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Madani Qafila. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah.
Whoever wants to increase his risk and to live a long life should honor ties with his dead relatives.